This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. I love listening to the grilling guys, and you should too.
The Traverse City. Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Old World Olive Press, downtown Grand Rapids, 108 Monroe Center, right on the corner of Ottawa and Monroe Center. And it's rocking down here. This place is buzzing. There's people in here doing the back end of their holiday shopping, getting their oils, vinegars for the, it's kind of like the gift for the guy who's got everything. It's awesome. And you know what? This holiday season is pretty cool. There's a whole lot of stuff going on around the state. One of them is up in Traverse City. There's a micro brew and music festival. It's not until February, but the tickets went on sale today. So check it out. Get online again.
Goes on sale Monday, Todd says.
Oh, on Monday? Okay.
Yeah, we've got our on-site producer, Todd Drenth, here with us. Thank you very much. And Brian Fonger back in the studio. Todd looked this up for us, Randy, and I bet you if you couldn't get tickets to the Winter Beer Fest in Grand Rapids, that'd be a great second.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely. Be really good. You know, this time of year, everybody has a lot of people coming over, or you're going to somebody else's house, but traditionally when you're a grilling guy and you understand that grilling is something that you love to do and your family knows that too, they oftentimes come over and they've got an expectation of, gee, I know he's a griller, and I'm looking forward to the food that they're going to have. And I know my family's the same way. We're already talking about it. But, Bob, you had some family over a little early for the holidays, and you made this special pork chop. I've had it before that you made, but I really, after discussing it with you, I said, you know, we got to break that down for the listeners because it's a really cool way to prepare pork loin, and it just turns out, cut it with a fork tender.
Yeah, that's right. My cousin Sharon, I haven't seen her in like 20 years probably. I think we figured it was 18 years. Anyway, good kid, you know, she's into town. She's in Phoenix, into town for a business with Stryker. So a couple nights she came out. My mom's like her favorite aunt, so she wanted to see her. And I'm thinking, okay, and she's talking all about the show and grilling and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, man, I got a little pressure here. I gotta make sure I do something right. So one of the tricks I really love and stumbled into is with a pork loin, which is so easy to butcher. I've ruined a bunch of pork loins.
It's really dense.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it done in the center.
Overcooked them a million times.
Exactly.
And so what I decided to try once, and I've done it ever since, is taking a whole pork loin, and I'm not talking about a tenderloin. I'm talking about a loin, the big fatty.
About the size of a softball.
Yeah,
right?
It's the pork chop, really. It's the center cut. And I cut that into about an inch and a half inch chops. And then I'll rub it with a garlic EVO from Old World Olive Press. And I put a little crushed sea salt and some cracked pepper on it. And then I take a 45-pin Jacquard. Now, here's a Christmas gift. If you ladies are listening and you know your boyfriend wants something, you get him a Jacquard because a lot of people don't have one. And they're only like 40 bucks. But it basically looks like
a little bed of nails that the guy in the circus used to lay out.
Yeah, right? Kind of like I worked in the supermarket and we used to stamp the cans, you know, with a price stamper.
Yeah.
It's like that, only when it comes down, instead of putting a price on it, it puts 45 needles into a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And it just tenderizes the meat wonderfully, and it drives that oil into the meat. And with that loin, it's so dense that when you do that, and those blades are actually cutting the meat up into little pieces and punching oil into it. By the time you get done, if you do both sides, and I mean absolutely pound the heck out of each piece, you get done, and that inch and a half piece is like about a half inch, and it's real wide. It looks like you totally ruined it. You throw it in your smoker, or you throw it on the grill, however you're going to do it. I do mine on my tech, and I put it at like a high heat. And I sear it, I get grill marks, cross turn, bang, bang, bring it up to about 145 degrees.
Thermopen,
yep.
Great grill.
Punch it in there, and when the look on my cousin's face when she bit into that pork chop, and if you do this technique, and then just watch when people take their first bite of it, they'll go, what was this again? It's like, well, it's a pork chop. They go, I've never had a pork chop that tender.
Right.
And it's a simple technique.
It's fun to serve that dish without a knife on the table because people don't think they can have meat without a knife in a fork, but I'm telling you, it's that tender. When you hit this with a Jacquard, the oil and the salt and pepper is driven into it.
Yep.
Grilled quickly.
And that was her comment. She said, I cut this with a butter knife. This right. is crazy.
Exactly. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just a great.
So Jacquard is a great gift.
Yeah.
Another one.
It's spelled J-A-C-C-A-R-D. If you look that up online, you can find them in a lot of places. But it to me, it's the circus bed of nails that the guy, but it's other way up. And just envision yourself pressing that down.
Yeah, but you ran away with the circus when you were a kid, so everybody doesn't relate to that.
Well, that's because there was a lot of circus talent in Shartucky. So we were a hotbed. But anyway.
Hotbed of nails.
I think that having said that, it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought, of course, by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, take my word for that. And yeah. My mom's.
Yeah, Tony brought a few of those over to the Grilling Club. Those were awesome.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Well, there you go, man.
Son of a...
Only the guys he liked.
Okay. Well, for cripe's sake. Okay, today's man law, I found a whole bunch of new ones, and these are really cool. This was kind of a serious one. So this is the one that kind of speaks to your heart. Raise your kids to be better than you. And teach them to survive in a world that has Jersey Shore, internet stalkers, and cell phone cameras. Really good advice there. That's good new man law I'm adding to the books.
It is. That is a good one because, unfortunately, all that stuff does exist, and it's probably never going to go away.
Teach them to be better than you.
Right.
Because you suck.
Well, you really don't. But, you know, you always try to leave it a little bit better than you found it, and that's what you do with the kids.
That's right.
And, it's all good. But... we're live and local at 108 Monroe Center, downtown Grand Rapids, at the Old World Olive Press. You got to come down here. They're open till how late, Shasta, today?
Till 7 p.m.
Till 7 p.m. So you got a lot of time to get down here right on the corner of Monroe Center in Ottawa. Just a bevy of great gift ideas for the person that loves to cook in your family or just loves to eat. Because you don't even have to know how to use this stuff because they'll teach you before you leave. That's how cool of a place this is, man. How many oils, Shasta, do you have here, flavors?
Well, we have, between the oils and the vinegars, about 50 different flavor profiles here.
Yeah. And mix them up. You do the math. That's a lot of different opportunities
right.
to flavor up your food, man. It's cool.
So drive your Chevy to the bevy and get down here. One last thing, that little party we had, that grilling party, I wanted to give a shout-out to somebody that I thought really was the winner, and that was Mikey from Schmoes, who made Mexican egg rolls. I think you named them that.
Yeah.
They were jalapeno poppers, and he put them in little wrappers for wonton. Yeah. Those are good.
And you know what he said he did? He boiled them for about a minute, and then he took them and he grilled them off to give them a little color, but he didn't think that the wonton would grill up enough and be cooked enough if he just put it on the grill.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was. So he folded them up, he put them in boiling water and kind of blanched them for about a minute.
Did he blanch them before he wrapped the jalapeno? Or
no.
Did he have them wrapped when he did that?
He said he had it all wrapped in there, and that's what made them stick together, and then when he grilled them, they didn't fall apart. He just turned them, and they were good to go.
They were really good.
Oh, man.
A little bit of bacon in there.
Yep. Yeah. But, you know, anything, the jalapeno poppers, those are always great for the family, too. Made some of those for our little office party on Friday. Real simple recipe. Turned out great, guys. You can get that Philadelphia cream cheese that's got flavors now. The Santa Fe's got kind of a little pep to it, a little pickup. And then I mixed in a breakfast sausage, just one of those little one-pound plastic packs of breakfast sausage, cooked it off, drained the oil, mixed it in with the cream cheese. Then I had a jar of mandarin oranges and drained off the oranges, mixed it all together. Great stuffing for a jalapeno popper.
Cool.
Turned out fabulous, man.
Well, today's closing song is a Grand Rapids boy. And this guy is a legend in the soul world, a man named Al Green. Thought, you know, being the holiday season's coming up and everything and all this love flowing through here, we get a little bit of Al Green. Let's stay together. So thanks for joining us this week. We sure appreciate everybody hanging out with us on 107.3, giving us 2 hours every Saturday.
Next week, we're going to be out at Schmoe's Brewery on Patterson, just north of 28th Street. Got to get out there, plan to join us. We're going to have a lot of fun out there talking about the holidays and entertaining and all of that stuff. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Get out there, be safe, get your shopping done, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.